Let's begin talking about what are considered risk factors of heart disease.
When we talk about risk factors for heart disease, the ones that you cannot change are your age, your sex, and your family history, your genetics. The ones you can change are smoking, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, physical inactivity, obesity, and stress.
Tell me a bit more about the ones you can't change.
So as we get older, we develop cholesterol plaque buildup or atherosclerosis in the arteries that feed the heart muscle, the coronary arteries. This happens because of the risk factors that are modifiable, plus just naturally aging. Being a male results in earlier risk for heart disease, but postmenopausal women quickly catch up. As a result, the number one killer of both men and women in this country is heart disease. Family history. So your genetics do dictate somewhat your risk for heart disease. People who have brothers, sisters, or parents who have had premature heart disease, in other words, they've had heart disease in their 30s and 40s, those people are at increased risk for heart disease as well.
So what can we do to improve our chances of keeping heart disease at bay?
Probably the most significant modifiable risk factor for heart disease and for survival in general is cigarette smoking. Most people think that cigarette smoking results in lung cancer. It does. But what it does even more is result in heart disease and heart attacks. Cancer is a devastating thing that happens to many families and friends, and it seems to be more popular in the news than heart disease. But if you take all the cancers combined, there are not as many deaths each year in this country as there are from heart disease. Smoking makes for unhealthy arteries. It promotes the buildup of the plaque, the lack of normal relaxation of the arteries, raises blood pressure. And so this is probably the single most important modifiable risk factor we have. Stop smoking.
Okay, so smoking is the big one, but what if we don't smoke? What can we change then?
For everybody else, it's a healthy lifestyle. It's a Mediterranean-style diet. It is regular exercise. The Mediterranean diet is what people eat around the Mediterranean Sea, the Italians, etc. And it's a diet that has a lot of fruits and vegetables. It has a lot of fish. They use healthy oils to cook with, such as olive oil. They eat in moderation. Add to that low-fat dairy products as opposed to whole milk products. They don't eat what we call empty calories, which are sweets and sodas. In fact, I would say that sodas may be a major contributor to the obesity epidemic in this country. And they tend to avoid saturated fats, so they don't eat a lot of fatty beef.
Now, I understand stress is also a factor in heart disease. That's not just an urban myth?
No, it's real. Stress, depression, anxiety are all clearly contributors to heart disease, probably both indirectly and directly. Indirectly, people who tend to be stressed, depressed, they tend to live unhealthier lifestyles. They're more likely to smoke. They're more likely to consume alcohol in an unhealthy manner. They're more likely to not take their medications. They're less likely to exercise. Directly, it appears that there are effects on our cortisol levels, our adrenaline in our system, and those have more direct implications for heart disease.
And what can we do to make changes here?
Well, one is recognizing that stress is in our lives and is a contributor. There are things that have been shown to be beneficial in actual scientific studies, and that is things like meditation and mindfulness. And that's not, you know, putting yourself into a pretzel and sitting on top of a mountain for an hour. It's spending 5 minutes with your door closed and being mindful. And there's many audios on the internet that can take you through 5 minute mindful exercises. There are apps you can put on your iPhone that do the same thing. We're talking 5 minutes a day. We're talking getting a good sleep. And when you can remove the stressors in your life, remove them.
Sounds like very good advice. Dr. Figueredo, thanks so much.